anyone? Was that impacting? All them hours of study and setting myself aside before the Lord and take a walk with you. That's right. That was the title of the message, was take a walk with me. All right? Take a walk with me. Amen. Walking out what God has desired for your life. This morning it's head first. Last week I said promise and brokenness can never walk together. Someone has to leave. Amen. Something has to leave in your life. Promise or brokenness can never walk together. You either got to be healed and walk in the promises, or you stay in your brokenness. Amen. He wants you healed. In fact, he's paid a price for you to be healed. It's an indictment to the cross if I don't walk healed. It's like going, knowing you've got money in the bank and refusing to withdraw it and saying you're poor. When in fact, your bills have been paid. You just got to go to the bank and pull it out. Head first. Let's pray before we get on to it, eh? Father, we just thank you for the power of your word this morning. We ask you, God, that it would bring transformation to our lives. We thank you, my God, this life that I live, Lord, would be a living testimony of your goodness, your power, and your living. That, Father, that you are alive. We serve a living God. We don't serve a God that is dead. We don't serve a God of stone. We don't serve a God of wood. We don't serve a God of yesterday. We serve a now God. And Father, I give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Lord, let everything that has breath this morning give you praise. Amen. Hallelujah. In Genesis. No, I'm going to read Daniel actually. Can you get Daniel for me? It's up there somewhere. Daniel chapter 1 verse 3 and 8. I want to talk about Daniel, because Daniel and the three boys went through something. Went through a few things actually. That was trying to rob them of identity and purpose, was trying to rob them of who they were in God, so they could never walk out what God had for them to do. But something rose up within these young men, something, some tenacity, something bold within them, that they refused to bow to the King of the earth. Amen. And I believe God is starting to put some backbone into the church. He's going to put a rod down their back and make them stand and doing all to stand there for. Regardless of what's happening about them, God wants us to stand. Amen. We will go through seasons in life, but this too will pass. Amen. So it says in Daniel 1 and 3, it says, and the king instructed Aphanez, the master of the eunuchs, to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles, young men in whom there was no blemish, but God looking gifted in all wisdom, knowledge, and quick to understand, who had ability to serve the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans, Nebuchadnezzar. And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and the wine he drank, and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of that time they might serve before the king. Now from among those of the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. To them the chief of the eunuchs gave the names of Daniel, Belshazzar, Hananiah, Shadrach, to Mishael, Meshach, to Azariah, Abednego. He changed their name. He also tried to change their diet. All right? Very important. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portions of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested to the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God. Because he made a decision, it was for the glory of God. Now God moved. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and goodwill. Amen. When God makes you sees you make a stand for him, he equips you to make the stand. Amen. The decision to make the stand is mine. He equips me to make the stand. He graces you. Amen. He graces you. Daniel was a young man that was among three young men chosen to grace the courts of the king of Nebuchadnezzar. He was now tempted to bow his knee to the king of this earth. He was tempted to eat of the delicacies of this earth. And sometimes in my now moments, we sometimes make the wrong choice. If we hold fast to what God intends for our lives, and now moment, no matter what it seems to cost me, if I choose to trust the Lord, my now moment, God can turn it around. Amen. Now moments can be tough. Now moments can be tough. They can be lonely. They can be dark. They can be uncomfortable places. But remember this, a now moment has a now God. And he has a now faith. Amen. If you can walk in now faith in moment, God can move a mountain. And you heard me speak last week about Psalms 46. I think it's verse 139, verse 5. It says that God hedges you behind you. He hedges you and his hand is upon you. Therefore, he's got my future in his hands. Therefore, he's got my past under control. And the weight of his presence is in my now moment. Who believes that? That God wants to make sure that, number one, you enjoy your now moment. Too many Christians are too stiff. You need to loosen up a bit. Enjoy life. Amen. Serious. Enjoy life. In fact, the Bible actually says this, the Lord wills tomorrow. Because you don't know what tomorrow, you don't even know if you're going to get tomorrow. Enjoy your now. Celebrate your now. Do what you can in your now. Amen. Tell people that you love them. Very important. We need to live in our now moment. I believe more than ever before we might not see him, but we can feel him. When we're going through the time of pressure, when we're going through the time of struggle, when we're going through a time of darkness, when we're going through our now moment, it mightn't be everything what we think God should be doing. God is ever present in my mouth. Where is he? He's ever present. He's in my present. He's in my now. Your God is in your now. Don't worry about your past. It's sealed. Don't worry about your future. He's got it all in hand. As I hedge you about in your future, he already hedges my days before me. He's got it all worked out for your good. Amen. Don't get so caught up in vision, you lose your now. And don't get caught up in your past, your now. Because the only one that can lock the key of your yesterday is you. You. It's already sealed. It's garnished. Amen. I was transitioned from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And God gave me a wonderful analogy of a birth. The child in the mother's womb is in one dimension. Breathe there. Living from what the source of what the mother provided. But the minute there's a breakthrough, the minute the waters break, the minute the head appears, it takes a breath and it can never return back to where it was. It's impossible. It's foreign now to it. The transition's over. It's done. It is a new creation. It is transferred from one dimension into a new dimension. Christians, you can't afford to go. You are not designed to go backwards. You're designed to go forwards. You're designed to endure now. Amen. So when the devil brings up your past, you tell him, what past? It is done. I can't change it. I can't doubt it. It is under the blood of the Lamb. And if he said it's forgiven, it's forgiven. If he said he's dealt with it, it is done. I remember years ago, I used to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Still do. Waking up, and I used to repeat this sin to God every morning for at least 3 or 4 months. Every morning I'd get up and say, God, I am so sorry. I am so sorry. You go to bed, next morning I felt this condemnation. I am so sorry. Then one day I woke up and I said, I'm not getting up. Because that's what the devil does. What he wants you to do is break fellowship. Yep. I'm not getting up. Now, I know it sounds spooky, but I'll tell you what happened. The sheet of my bed lifted up, hit the ceiling and came floating back down on me. I said, I'll get up. I got up and I was praying. And this is what God says to me. if I've forgiven you, who are you to remember it? What I was doing was minimizing his cross. If I've forgiven you, who are you to remember it? You've got to trust the Lord by faith, not by feeling. I was all going all by my feelings until I felt I was forgiven. I thought I wasn't forgiven. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Amen. If you're faithful and just to confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sin. Amen. Turn with me to Psalm 139, verse 5. This is what he's done for you. Sorry, turn with me to Psalm 46. Psalm 46. Oh no, go stay with that one. That's good. That's a good one. I've read, this is Psalm 139, verse 5. King James Amplified, New Living. I looked behind me and you were there. Then up ahead you were there too. Your reassuring presence coming and going. Amplified. You have beset me and shut me in, behind and before, and you've laid your hand upon me. Where's his hand? In the now. Him in your now. New Living Translation says, you go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. He's in your now. Come on now, he's in your now. He is in the midst of your, he's in the midst of your problem. He's in the midst of your dilemma. He's in the midst of it all, and the weight of his glory wants to deliver you from your now. Amen. He wants to bless you. He wants to remove the stigma of whatever might be on your life so you can walk in the fullness of that what God has for you. I believe that. I believe that. It's time that the church rises up and starts expressing the goodness of God in there now. We camp around stuff for too long. We camp around the past for too long. Our hurts, we talk about, and hear me, I'm not minimizing the hurt and I'm not minimizing the pain. I'm not minimizing it at all. But my God is greater than your pain. My God is than your dilemma. My God is greater than your problem. Your God is greater than your problem. Hallelujah. Psalm 45, let's read that one. Is that that one? No? Turn with me, Psalm 46. Turn with me to Psalm 46. Sorry, Psalm 46, not 45, 46. There it is. To the chief musician of the psalm of sons of Korah, to the song of Alamoth, God is our refuge and strength and the very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, even though the earth is moved or removed, and even though the mountains are carried by the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and it's be troubled, though the mountains shake and with its swelling, so there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. It's a prophetic declaration. Amen. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God's in the midst this morning. Where does God dwell? Where does he dwell? In you. You are the temple of God is in the midst of her. She shall not be removed. God will help her. Just as the break of dawn, the nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The God of who? Is our refuge. Why didn't he say Israel? Why did he not say the God of Israel? I'm talking about the man. The God of Israel is your refuge. Why did he mention Jacob? Because he's the God of Jacob in his transition. He's the God of Jacob in his trouble. He's the God of Jacob when he lies. He's the God when he's cheated. He's the God of Jacob, the man in transition to an Israel. He's the God in the midst of my mess. Come on now. Your mess is no surprise to God. He's the God of my mess. And out of your mess, you'll get a message. Are you with me this morning? Come to the Lord. He has made desolations to the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in fire. Be still. We love this part. Be still and know that I am. Be still in what? In the midst of your... Be still. In the midst of your dilemma. Be still. Because in the stillness of God, you get clarity of mind. You're not concentrating on the problem. You're not concentrating on the situation. You're not concentrating on the lack and the dilemma. You're concentrating on Him. So in the midst of your mess, He's saying, be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you with me this morning? Glory to God. I'm excited. I believe this is an answer to the solution to some people's problems. Be still. Be still. And the hardest things for most people to do is be still. Most people, when there's a problem about, wants to fix the problem. And if the problem, if they've heard about a problem, or they've heard some opinion about themselves, from, they want to psychoanalyze the problem. They want to work out how they've said it. The tone of maybe what they've said, does it really mean this? Does it really mean that? They want to know the ins and outs of, I won't say the words, they want to know the ins and outs of everything because they want an answer to their problem. And God's saying, trust me in your problem because I am the solution to your problem. There's one thing you've got to understand when you fight flesh and blood, you'll never win. You will never win. There is no power or authority of heaven that will back you when you fight flesh and blood. Because they're two different dimensions. The Lord says, you do not fight flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this age. His fight is in the spirit. He doesn't fight flesh and blood. It's actually silly for me to fight blood. And it will wear you out. It will wear you out. And that's exactly what he said in Daniel, that he tries to weary the saints. He tries to wait. He tries to make you be self-sufficient with self-solution problems in the flesh, walking in the flesh, doing flesh, and psychoanalyzing everything, trying to work this out. Oh, what if they really mean this? Do you think they really meant that, or did they mean this? Well, what did they say that she said, that he said, that they said, that you said? And at the end, you don't even know what anyone said. It's the truth. When Satan comes against me, I want you to highlight this. I want you to take a picture of this. This was a revelation to me when he spoke this to me. When Satan insults and comes against me, insulting Christ, his cross, and his crown. I'm going to say that again. I mean, this was like a bulb going. When the devil tries to insult me with innuendo, slander, he's insulting the Christ, the cross. What else did I say? The crown. The Christ, the cross, because I am the body of, and he's already purchased me, and he's delivered me from all the power of. He's insulting. Now when you insult the king and the crown, you just don't insult a man. You've insulted him. Now all of heaven is against your enemy. Come on now. Jesus said, I can at any one time call down 12 legions. Was he being insulted? Was he being defamed? Was he being pulled down? Yes, he was, on a cross. And he had the power, it activated heaven to such a point, he could have the authority to call down legions. When the devil insults, the work of the cross is done in your life and brings them to question it. He's not just fighting you. He is fighting the king, the crown, and the kingdom. Are you with me? Because when he hung on that cross, I was with him. You were with him. I am a part of the body of. Hallelujah. Daniel 4, four young men, regardless of the consequences came against them, how hard their now moment might seem, they refused to bend to the king of the world and they kept standing for righteousness. One of the things to do in your now moment when everything's coming against you is to keep on standing. Because everything sometimes within you wants to react. Wants to act or react. And God says, be still. everything contrary to the flesh. Be still and know that I am God. 3 women tried to make the 4 boys compromise. We're going to go through 3 of them. It's 3 things he did. We've read it. Number 1, he changed their diet. First thing, what am I from? What fulfills my appetite? What am I eating of? He wanted them to eat the works of the fruit of the flesh. You'll see that in Galatians 5, 19, 21. When I partake and eat of the fruits of the flesh, anger, resentment, bitterness, strife, envy, murder, blasphemy. When I eat of the fruit of the flesh, fight with the flesh, there is no power in heaven that can back me. It is of a different dimension. When you step out in that realm, you're by yourself. Are you with me? Nebuchadnezzar tried to change the diet of these young men. Question was, what am I feeding from? Man of the flesh or man of the spirit in Romans 8, verse 5? Carnal mind is enmity against God, but the mind of the spirit is life. What am I eating of? How I feed my mind determines how I walk. For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. The enemy knows that everything in the kingdom has to be delivered what? Head first. Head first. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your... It has to be a head first. That's where I got it. It's got to be head first. It's the safest way. It's the head. When the head reaches the air, it takes its first breath. It has a diet. It has a different vision. Amen? It breaks through. When the head's first, the body follows the head. As a man thinks, so he is. Your will follow your head. Galatians 6, oh, 5. When there's a warfare, the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit lusts against the flesh. For what? You are a triune being. You have a body. You have a spirit. And in the middle, you have a what? A soul. So if the spirit and the flesh are in warfare with one another, and what part that's missing? The soul. They're warring over your soul. They're warring over who will contain and who will control your mind. Because your mind, your soul is made up of your mind, your will, and actions. They are fighting to who can control your mind. Will it be the man of the flesh? Or will it be the man of the spirit? So there is contention. There is a war, it says. In fact, it's stronger than it says that. It says, that's against each other. So intense is the fight. So intense is the fight. But if I learn who I am, if I understand that all things are subject to me in Him, and then I can learn to wait upon the Lord in the midst of my now moment, He will deliver me. Hallelujah. He doesn't bring peace to your flesh. He kills it. I'm serious. He will never have a powwow with your flesh. He will kill it. Something has to hang on the cross. Pick up your cross daily and follow me. Something has to hang on the cross. It's not your spirit, man. What's my wine feeding off? It determines how I walk. Proverbs 23 and 7. Esau was a young man. Now, I want to show you 2 different seeds. Same father. 2 seeds. And if you're not careful, if I'm not careful, it can be a duality of nature within me that is wrong. 2 seeds, same dad. Different nurturing. Is this too deep? Good. 2 seeds, different dad, different nurturing. Same dad, different nurturing. When Jacob ripped his brother off of his inheritance, Remember that? The elder son always got 2/3 of the inheritance. He ripped him off. He deceived him. He lied to his dad. He put on this false voice, tried to look like his dad, brother, tried to smell like his brother, tried to do everything like his brother did. His dad fell for it. He got blessed. Couldn't reverse the blessing. Hint, hint. No devil in hell can reverse the blessing on your life. He runs to his mum, mummy's boy. He runs to his mum. Runs to mummy. Mummy tells him to get lost. Go and see Laban and find a wife. Yeah, she set them all up. Good mum. Esau saw that he was sent to go and marry someone from his mother's house, Jacob. It says, Genesis 28, I believe, it says Esau heard that Jacob told them not to take a wife for his son from the daughters of Ishmael. He then went, Esau. This is what bitterness can do. This is what resentment can do. He then heard what his father said, and he went to Ishmael's house and married Ishmael's daughter to hurt someone. So is the power of the flesh. When you allow and you eat of that, you are capable, and myself are capable of anything. And there is no backing of heaven if you walk in the flesh. There's warning signs, don't get me wrong. God, get you back. But he will not empower you to overcome. He expects you to make a choice. Hello, Cain. Knock, knock. Sin lies at the... And you should rule. Who should rule over it? You. You have the power to rule over it. Did he? Did Cain rule over it? No, he didn't. The devil wants to change the diet of the saints to get them to eat those things that he presents. Works of the fruit. Works are the fruit of the flesh. Galatians 5, 19 and 21. To cause them to devalue their birthright. And that's exactly what it does. You devalue your birthright in Christ. I walk in the flesh. There is no kingdom power or authority available to me when I fight flesh and blood. Two different dimensions. I've mentioned that. It devalues my birthright, leaves me vulnerable. Can we get... Why does it leave me vulnerable? What did the Lord say to the Satan? He says, he shall crush your head and you shall bruise his heel. And he said to the serpent, and all the days of your life you shall be on your belly, and your food, you shall eat for your food the dust of the... Do you remember that? Yeah, I'm not lying? Good. What flesh made of? Where do you return when you die, your body? To the dust. So when I walk in the flesh, he can partake of my dust. But when I'm in the spirit, he can't find me. Because I'm hidden, Ephesians, hidden in Christ. That's why it's absolutely ridiculous to have a diet of the fruit of the flesh. It's crazy to think that you can be Christian, talk Christian, act Christian, and then expect the power of God to move in your life, and you're badging someone, bickering with someone, hating someone, envying someone, in strife with someone, and you're not prepared to fix it. And then you're asking God to move for you on your behalf. You know where God will move you? To your knees. He'll move you to your knees. Second thing he did, he tried to change their identity. This is what he does to the church. This is what he does to the woman. Identity, Daniel 1 and 7. Change their names, Hananiah, which means the Lord is gracious, to Shadrach, God is your... Change his name from Mishael, he who comes from God, to Meshach, servant of sin. Azariah, God has helped, to Abednego, slave of Nebo, which is a spirit of wisdom. I don't need God. self-independence and pride. And may I say this, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego are profound in the world today. Authors of evil, servants of sin, and slaves of pride. But you've got to realize, and I've got to realize, I am who God says I am. I am what people say I am. Don't wear what God has not named you. And if you're born again here this morning, every one of you have been given a new name. I'm going to say that again. Every one of you have been given a new name. And the devil wants you to be stuck with opening up your past so he can repeat over and over again the failings of my yesterday. God is saying, that's been dealt with. That's been fixed. My blood has redeemed you. My blood has washed you. You are not that person anymore. Hello. Are you with me? The third one. The three boys were fully persuaded. Fully persuaded. In fact, they were so persuaded they were prepared to be put in a fire. So persuaded that they didn't care what happened to their flesh. They said, if God deliver it, but we will not bow our knee to you. Hello? We need to stand for righteousness in this hour like never before. Third one is purpose. Devil wants you to lose vision. He wants you to, and purpose, and he causes you to forget. He causes you to forget that he's hedged your future, sealed your past, and his hand is in your name moment. He wants me to forget that. He wants me to stay caught up with the problem. He wants me to forget the goodness of God. That I talk more about the problem than the goodness. That I talk about more about the situation than the solution. Amen. Your God for you. I'm going to say that again. Your God is for you. He is not against you. He is for you. Your God wants to make room and make a way for us to walk in anything he purchased for you and I on the cross. And his blood has set me free. And whom he sets free. Hallelujah. Purpose. Nebuchadnezzar desiring the boys to act out and defeat what he called them instead of purpose. And now moments can seem hard, dark, alone, but I need to rest on the rock and begin to worship in my heart place, the rock where my head lays on. And you can see that in Jacob's life when he's transitioning to Laban. He went to a place where God opened the heavens and a ladder formed, and he got a rock and used it as a pillow. Hard place. Amen. Sometimes your head's in a hard place and you don't know what's happening, but God is in the midst of your hard place and God opened the heavens. It wasn't Jacob's cry. Jacob never called out on God at all. It was God opened the heavens and he saw that ladder from heaven to earth. And he saw them coming from heaven to earth. Amen. And then he anointed the rock. And he said, if this is true and this is of God and he's the God of my father, he'll also be my God if he brings me back to this place and nothing happens to me. That's what he said. But he's given us a clue. You need to learn worship in your hard place. Knowing your God is right there. And it doesn't matter what he's trying to do. He can cause heaven to open up over you in your dark place. Amen. And then there's a transfer from heaven to earth. Glory to God. There's a transfer. There's an exchange happening. Amen. As long as you stand and doing all to stand therefore. Remember, the man was birthed. He was born head first. I get this transitioned. What is my head thinking on? What is my mind feeding from? What is my confession? What is coming out of my mouth? What does my mind get from happiness from? What am I polluting my head with? Or am I feeding it the Word of God? What does my mind meditate on? Meditate on this. Doesn't he tell? He actually tells us what to meditate on. Meditate on these things. Not Netflix. Not Channel 9 News. Not YouTube. Not video games. Not saying you can't do that. But everything has to be in decency and in order. Seek ye first the... So if kingdom isn't getting primary principle of you're out of order. Hello? Your God is for you. Say it with me. My God is for me. And the devil is under my feet. Because I am the body of Christ. Stand up. We're going to crush some heads this morning. The body dies when you crush its head. Your right foot, put it forward. I want you now with your eye of the eye of your spirit, close your eyes, but with the eye of your spirit, see your problem under your foot. See its authority. See its power. See what's been happening under your foot. Now, as the body of Christ, you have the right to place it under your foot and crush its head, which means its authority, power over you. Stand on it. Come on. Kill it. Kill that thing. Kill it once and for all. Say, you're under my feet. Come on. You're under my feet. You are under my feet. You're under my feet. You are under my feet. It is broken. It is done. It is finished. You're under my feet. And my God is for me. He's going to make a way for me. Though I might be in a hard place. Though I might be in a dark place. Though I might be in a place of being alone. My God, you can open heaven over me. God, we to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Lord, no matter how hard it is, help me to anoint my rock. Help me to anoint my rock. Help me to have a song service just for you, all by myself. Help me to worship you, no matter what decision. Help me, Jesus, not to have a diet upon the things of the world, the delicacies of this earth. Help me, Jesus, not to be named and tagged by men. But Lord, I walk what you've declared and decreed over my life. Help me, Jesus, to walk in purpose, authority, in Jesus' name. 1 John 3 and 5 says this. For this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he might destroy the works of the... For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. I want to keep saying it because I believe God's putting some faith in some people this morning. For this purpose, who is the Son of God? Who's in Christ? Come on now. For this purpose was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy the works of Satan. For this purpose, you have purpose in your life. See the works of darkness destroyed in Jesus' name. And you've been given the authority in your feet, because your feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel, and it's under your feet in Jesus' name. There is no reason to be saying, I don't know what my purpose is. I've got no vision. Well, you know what? I'm going to clarify something real quick. Vision is just the way of getting there. But the mission's never changed in 2,000 years. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Laying hands on the sick that they might recover. Casting out demons. Amen. That's always been the mission. Always been. The Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. And the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Noah was manifested and born in this hour that he might destroy the works of the devil. Amen. Carmen and Cornell was manifested in this hour that they might destroy the works of the devil. David was manifested in this hour. Hear me. Put your name there. You're a son of God. Put your name there. You've been given all power and all authority in heaven and on earth. Heaven is backing you up. Glory to God. When he insults the crown. The greatest fear in my life is that I'll never bring reproach to his crown. You give the devil an excuse to blaspheme. Hallelujah. I want to prophetically declare this morning, whom you, the Lord has set free, is free indeed. And I'm telling you now, it's not by what you feel, it's by what he's done. Hear me, it's by what he's done. He's always just your freedom and your liberty, by what he's done. Amen. And I know some of us have been in a hard place. And it is hard. Don't get me wrong. I'm not minimizing it. But in the midst of all, it's bringing transition to your life and my life. So learn to anoint your rock and give praise to the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Your God wants to make a way for you. And when he's finished with Jacob, he'll bring forth the Prince of God. Hallelujah. And you'll come out a lot richer than when you entered in. Glory. Isn't he a good God? And all things together for my good. Glory. Do you love him this morning? Just let's lift our hands before the Lord. I really believe he wants to just deposit something. He wants to deposit something in our lives. Oh God. He knows the ins and outs. He knows my thoughts and intents. He knows my every problem, my every need. He knows the number of hairs on my head. He is my God. So Father, we lift up our now moments before you. Teach me, Holy Spirit, to worship you in spirit and in truth. And I thank you. I thank you. You're my evident help in my time of need. And on you and you alone shall I draw. Help me. Never allow myself to eat of the fruit of the flesh. Help me to keep my eyes fixed on you, that your glory might shine in this hour. In Jesus' name. I thank you. We've sung a song this morning. My children are blessed to 1,000 generations. Blessed. And Lord, no devil in hell will rob me from the blessing of my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, my great-great-great-great-grandchildren. Father, I thank you if you desire to tarry for that long. Lord, my children will walk out of this place, this earth, blessed. Blessed in Jesus' holy name. I thank you. Every time you said amen, it was like an arrow in the heart. Every time you were saying amen, let it be so, you're striking the devil in his heart. Oh, no, they're starting to believe. You know what you're saying? Oh, they're starting to believe. They're actually starting to believe. They're starting to believe. It scares him. It scares him. When people start believing, it scares him. Because you're coming out of a realm of flesh to a realm of the spirit. Amen. Glory to God. We love you this morning. We love you this morning. We appreciate so much, my God, that you're a now God. We love you that you've hedged my future. We love you, you've sealed my past. We love you, the weight of your hand is in my now. And I love you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we give him a clap offering this morning? God bless you. You will have a great week.
Amen.
You will have a successful week. You'll have a week. Amen. And you will be blessed. Amen.